Good morning.
In God's plan for man, who is John the Baptist? Who is the Lamb of God? And who are you? In God's plan, what different parts do each of these people play? And what do they all have in common? Now imagine for just a moment, nice, hot Christmas dinner with your family. You're around a big table with all the traditional foods that you like. And if you imagine a dinner similar to the one I was blessed to have just a few weeks ago, once I had the meat and potatoes on my plate, I looked for a nice, big, hot, fluffy dinner roll. Dinner roll. It's kind of like these Hawaiian dinner rolls I have right here. Nice. When they are hot, they are like the best. And they help to make the whole meal complete. Baked in large pans, there's always enough for everyone to get a roll. Maybe two, maybe three. But now remember these rolls, because I'll come back to them a little bit later. And they might help you to answer the question that I started with, especially the one about what does John the Baptist, the Lamb of God, and you all have in common. We hear in our gospel today about John the Baptist, a man who other Jews saw as just a little radical. The Jews respected him as a messenger from God, and there was something about him that attracted them to him. They came to the Jordan River to be baptized, but John was different. Wearing camel's hair and a leather girdle, isolating himself in the desert for long periods of time, eating locusts and wild honey. He was a little strange. What was John doing? And who was he? Just prior to the gospel reading we have today, John the Baptist responds to the Jewish priest and the Levites who had come out to see him. They ask him, "Who are you?" And he responded with, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, just as the prophet Isaiah prophesied." And John in our gospel today says, he was sent to baptize with water. John's role was to prepare for the coming of Jesus. This week in our middle school religious ed or RE class, once we read the gospel out loud together, I asked the students, I said, pick out the word or the words that somehow drew to, your attention the most. And about half the class responded with the words, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And then I questioned them about why they chose that and what that meant to them. And I didn't get really good answers. They weren't real sure. And so that was a good opportunity for me to talk about that topic, and that's what I'm going to focus on this morning. So we have John the Baptist on the shores of the Jordan. He sees Jesus coming, and he says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." But what does it mean when we say, "Behold"? When I hear the word, "Behold," I think of a word that demands great attention to the word that comes after the word, "Behold." Whatever or whoever that is that's mentioned, it's most worthy of our attention. So think of, "Behold, the governor of Indiana presents the State of the State address." We had that this week. Or, "Behold, Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin is released from the hospital." Important news. Or how about, "Behold, Pope Francis says, history repeats itself today in the Ukraine." These are important messages to be heard. When John the Baptist continues from "Behold" to "the Lamb of God," he is announcing the one whom all the Old Testament prophets pointed to, the Messiah, the Deliverer, the one who would be king of God's chosen people and whose kingdom would last forever. But what is the significance of the words "Lamb of God"? As my students pointed out this week, we repeat that phrase multiple times at each Mass, especially there at communion time. Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us, grant us peace. And then Father says, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. I have to be honest with you. Growing up, even though I went to a Catholic school, I didn't really get the idea of the Lamb of God. To understand this, you really need to understand the significance of a lamb in the Old Testament. In Genesis 22:7, Abraham was asked to sacrifice his own son, Isaac. And prior to the sacrifice, Isaac asked his dad, "Where's the sheep?" He was a sheep. Isaac was referring, though, to what he had known as the lamb of sacrifice. Of course, an angel of God stopped Abraham from sacrificing his own son. However, Abraham's willingness to sacrifice his own son was a foreshadowing of God offering his own son, Jesus, to be sacrificed as the sacrificial lamb for the forgiveness of sins. In the RE class, we talked about the Lord's Passover in Exodus 12, when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. Prior to God's 10th plague against the Egyptians, God directs Moses to tell each Hebrew household that to avoid having their firstborn killed, they must secure a year-old male lamb, blemish-free. They are to slaughter that lamb, eat of the lamb, and then apply some of its blood to the doorpost and the lintels of their houses. This would protect them from having their firstborn killed when the Lord was passing over the land that day. And so down through the generations from Abraham to Moses and now at the time of Jesus, where the Jews celebrated annually the Feast of Passover by sacrificing a lamb, the lamb had extreme significance to the Jewish people. Now John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, foreshadowing what Jesus was to become, the sacrificial lamb on the cross, the one who would redeem us from our sins. And he says he is the one. He is the Son of God. And now, so how would you answer my questions? In God's plan for man, who is John the Baptist, the Lamb of God, and who are you? And in God's plan, what different parts do each of these people play? And then what do they all have in common? Starting with the last question first, what do they all have in common? I'd say they are all role players. Get it? Role players. They each have their own role to play. Individual roles, each of us. And it's all part of God's plan. Like many athletic teams where players are defined by the roles they play for the good of the team, God chose John the Baptist to play the role of the great announcer that the Messiah was coming, and also the role of baptizer of men for the repentance of their sins. Jesus plays the role of the Messiah, the one who redeems us from our sins and who truly is the Lamb of God. But what about each one of us? What is your individual role to play? What has God called you to do? What's part of his plan? Whatever your role is, I hope it always stays hot for Jesus, like those delicious rolls at Christmas time. And next time you enjoy a nice, hot, fluffy dinner roll, think about the role you have in serving the Lamb of God.